Chapter 4. Something Lost, Nothing Found. One day, when Lina had been a messenger for several weeks, she came home to find that Granny had thrown all the cushions from the couch onto the floor, ripped up a corner of the couch's lining, and was pulling out wads of stuffing.
"What are you doing?"
Lina cried. Granny looked up. Wisps of sofa stuffing stuck to the front of her dress and clung to her hair.
"Something is lost," she said. "I think it might be in here."
"What's lost, Granny?"
"I don't quite recall," said the old woman. "Something important."
"But Granny, you're ruining the couch. What will we sit on?"
Granny tore a bit more of the covering off the couch and yanked out another puff of stuffing.
"It doesn't matter," she said. "I'll put it back together later."
"Let's put it back now," Lina said. "I don't think what's lost is in there."
"You don't know,"
said Granny darkly. But she sat back on her heels, looking tired. Lina began cleaning up the mess.
"Where's the baby?" she asked.
Granny gazed at Lina blankly.
"The baby?
You haven't forgotten the baby?"
"Oh, yes. I think she's down in the shop."
"By herself?"
Lina stood up and ran down the stairs. She found Poppy sitting on the floor of the shop, enmeshed in a tangle of yellow yarn. As soon as she saw Lina, Poppy began to howl. Lina picked her up and unwound the yarn, talking soothingly, though she was so upset that her fingers trembled. For Granny to forget the baby was dangerous. Poppy could fall downstairs and hurt herself. She could wander out into the street and get lost. Granny had been forgetful lately, but this was the first time she'd completely forgotten about Poppy. When they got upstairs, Granny was kneeling on the floor, gathering up the white tufts of stuffing and jamming them back into the hole she'd made in the couch.
"It wasn't in there," she said sadly.
"What wasn't?"
"It was lost a long time ago," said Granny. "My father told me about it."
Lina sighed impatiently. More and more, her grandmother's mind seemed caught in the past. She could explain the rules of pebble jacks, which she'd last played when she was 8, or tell you what happened at the singing when she was 12, or who she'd danced with at the Cloving Square dance when she was 16. But she would forget what had happened the day before yesterday.
"They heard him talking about it when he died," she said to Lina.
"They heard who talking?"
"My grandfather, the 7th mayor."
"And what did they hear him say?"
"Ah,"
said her grandmother with a faraway look.
"That's the mystery. He said he couldn't get at it. Now it is lost, he said."
"But what was it?"
"He didn't say."
Lina gave up. It didn't matter anyway. Probably the lost thing was the old man's left sock or his hairbrush. But for some reason, the story had taken root in Granny's mind. The next morning, on her way to work, Lina stopped in at the house of their neighbor, Eveline Murdo. Mrs. Murdo was brisk in her manner, and in her person thin and straight as a nail. But she was kind in her unsmiling way. Until a few years ago, she'd run a shop that sold paper and pencils. But when paper and pencils became scarce, her shop closed. Now she spent her days sitting by her upstairs window, watching people in the street with her sharp eyes. Lina told Mrs. Murdo about her grandmother's forgetfulness.
"Will you look in on her sometimes and make sure things are all right?" she asked.
"I will, certainly," said Mrs. Murdo, nodding twice firmly. Lina went away feeling better.